Well, quite frankly, the people that are doing the sorts of speeds that this this new change in legislation is going to be affecting are really those high-end offenders. And we know through research terms, we classify these people as violators. And these are the sort of people that choose to drive at these sorts of speeds. And in actual fact, the only thing that's likely to affect their behaviour is a short, sharp enforcement shock, or indeed being involved in a very serious incident. And they're usually the only two things that will help snap them back into some sort of more sensible approach to driving. So quite frankly, they're not the sort of people that I would expect our work to influence. And quite frankly, the sharper the shock in terms of the level of enforcement, the better. I think there's a chance that it still may not deter some people, because these are the sorts of violators who make these conscious decisions to drive like it because they want to drive like it. And it may not necessarily impact them initially in terms of the level of the fine that's going to be imposed. So it may not necessarily deter people, but actually once they're caught, it will be such a significant shock that hopefully they certainly won't be think about doing this sort of stuff again. Both the mobile phone changes and the speeding changes that are coming in, what this is really doing is sending out a clear message to drivers, those that choose to get involved in these kinds of antisocial behaviours, really. It sends out a clear message that we're not going to accept it anymore, and quite frankly, you know, it is the wrong thing to do. Puts down a marker in the sand to say, you know, there are much more responsible ways of behaving on our roads, and if you're going to behave in these irresponsible ways, then quite rightly, action will be taken against you. The consequences of any road crash can clearly be tragic and devastating. The faster you go, the more energy you put into a crash, the more damage you will do. So certainly as you increase speed, then the outcome of any incident is likely to be, you know, vastly exaggerated. So the faster you go, the worse you are in that sense. We do lots of work with people on speed awareness courses or some of our educational campaigns, or indeed the work that we do with young drivers along with our partners to, you know, to get the message across that the impact of road crashes can be so tragic, and the more risks that you take when you're out there driving, including driving too fast, then unfortunately the higher the likelihood of you being involved in something becomes.